We now want to open the question and answer period. Brother Jason will bring the microphone. Again, we ask you to stand up, please. Speak very clearly into the microphone so we can make sure we're hearing all that you say. Are there questions, comments? Anyone? Bobby?
Skylar, I really appreciate it. Your presentation, very orderly, very easy to follow. Would you give a little bit more color on verse 8, Luke 13, verse 8? Just comment on the part, and he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year till I shall dig about it and dung it. Could you kind of comment on digging about and dunging that? What does that really mean?
Absolutely. I'd like to preface it with the fact that I am not a farmer or anyone that knows that much about the earth. I don't even know how to describe the fact that I don't know how to describe it. Don't even have the words for that. But in my limited understanding, I know, especially, unfortunately, from the examples that are given in the scripture, that ground needs to be prepared, whether it's the ground of the mind or even the physical ground. And so typically when people would look at land, they would look and see what was problematic. Were there stones? Was there anything that would keep there from being growth? And they would, of course, remove those things. And then afterward, they would supply the things that fostered the growth. So in this particular case, it would seem that digging about it may be, as I've seen people do, digging it would create a trench so that maybe water could be not only enter in there, but stay there so that it could hold those nutrients, you know, for longer. And then the dunging about it, I'm sure farmers know about that today. You're fertilizing it. You're providing it with what it's missing. So it appears that I do believe that this step was done in initially. But for some reason, it wasn't growing. So it took a little bit of extra effort. And so therefore, this was the process of doing more to ensure that this tree would grow. And it was so sufficient of an effort that the dresser of the vineyard would know that if it didn't grow after that, it didn't need to use any, he didn't need to waste any more resources. I hope that's sufficient.
Other questions, comments? Looks like Brother Skylar, you've answered. Oh, now we've got another question.
Yeah, not so fast.
I was trying to get you to an early break.
I thank you. I appreciate it. No,
So thank you very much for this topic. I'm really looking for, and come here to learn it. I hope my Chinese English still okay for understanding. So my question is, as a new Christian, even the foreigners, Chinese, my observing to several cases by my past several years, learning or study with the Church of Christ, some different congregations, different places. So, relating with multiply bearing the fruit, right? I think it is for me, I think it's the most important comparing to keep learning in the comfortable places, indoor, or green in a certain small group. My observation is, I saw one, there are no Church of Christ in the Denton. They have ministry in India. They planted the church to India. Surprised me, pastor, maybe seven years. They maybe have more than 1,000 small group in India, in South India. So instead here in Denton, they still have some small group. Yeah. And what's your comment? Okay, so if you don't think about their denomination, but they share the gospel, right? Study Bible, they really change life. So what's your comments? How to really bring the fruit in the short time, as many as possible? All we need really to study from really beginning, the right Bible study. Yeah, no matter how much time to study with a small group, rather than multiply a lot. Maybe they are not have good foundation. So this is my observation. Let me thinking, looking forward, when I get back to China next year, Lord willing, I'm also want to think about these 3 days, these days, what I'm studying, yeah, what I'm learning, I would like to share to the people which I met, just like 7 years ago, someone told me, do you know Bible? I said, oh, I know Bible, but I don't read it until now. So I'm come here. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you, Peter.
Yes, if I understand you correctly, I definitely agree with from what I've heard about studying together with Christians. That is something that is important. It's not just on set days. The first day of the week as we're commanded, or perhaps Wednesdays as congregations choose. The Bible gives us an example of those that met daily and house to house. And although I will not say, force that upon people as a requirement of a day-to-day, it certainly is an allowance. And the more opportunities you take and you get to meet with Christians and study the Bible, the faster you will grow. The more that you will have understanding. And I can speak to this. Part of my background was being in Arizona. And I will certainly say, without trying to embarrass him, that Brother Art was probably one of the most instrumental people in my life, especially at that time. And we would have not only our services on the first day of the week, but we had Monday service, Monday's lessons, Monday studies, and Friday studies. And I'm 100% certain if we wanted a study in between there, he would be there for that as well. And that helped to cultivate my mind. And it helped me to learn things quicker because I was in the Word more with someone that was more studied and had more knowledge than I do. So I think it's not only the benefit of getting together with people of like-minded faith to study the Word, but also those who were wiser and more knowledgeable in the faith. And they can help impart more information. Because the Bible doesn't give us a timeline of maturity. You have until this date, or it's going to take this long to learn patience or self-control. The only timeline is now. Learn it now. And so that's what we need to consider, is that we're always in the now. We're always trying to develop as much as we can now, because now is all the time that we have. But yeah, you going back to your country or whatever, that is a perfect opportunity to spread the gospel, to tell other people the things that you've learned here. Because much and wonderful information, fundamental teaching has been given here that so much of the world seems to be lacking, and they need to know.